Hideaway Deer by Holly Webb and read by Sarah Ovens.
It's beautiful, Lola said, looking up at the house. She set Alfie's cat basket down carefully on the weedy gravel and heard him mew crossly. He'd hated being shut up for the journey, even though it hadn't been that long. You really like it? Her mum asked anxiously. I mean, I know we've seen it before, but it seems different today. Now it's actually ours. Our house. She smiled, and Lola saw her shoulders relax. Mum had looked worried and hunched up the whole time she'd been driving. It was as if the house was making her feel better. I love it, she said, and leaned over to give her mum a hug. And it was sort of true. She would have a big new bedroom, and there was the huge garden to explore. It really would be exploring, too. The grass was so overgrown that Mum said they would need a map and a compass and maybe even sat-nav to get to the end of it. Plus, the new house was really close to where Lola's uncle Chris lived. It was only the things that came with moving house that Lola wasn't sure about. Leaving Dad behind for a start. She was going to stay with him for lots of the weekends, and that wasn't much less than when his flat was 10 minutes away. But still, it was going to be so weird not living in the same town anymore. The other big thing was starting a new school. Her old school was just too far to get to every day. Mum had sat her down and talked about it when she found out she'd got her new job. It was perfect, she explained. She'd be working as a school receptionist, so she'd only be working during term time and she'd be around to look after Lola in the holidays. There was a place for Lola at the same school too. But Lola had been at her old school since reception. She knew everyone, even the teachers. Now she was going to have to start all over again. Mum had said that Amy and Eloise, her two best friends, could come and stay, but that wasn't the same as seeing them every day at school. Who was she going to mess about with? Who would she talk to at lunch? Lola wasn't very good at talking to new people, and each time she thought about it, her stomach hurt. She was trying not to let Mum see how worried she was, but she had a feeling her mum knew anyway. Lola shook her hair out of her eyes. There were a few more days before school started, and she wasn't going to think about it until then. That's what she kept telling herself anyway. Do you think we can let Alfie out? She asked. He's so cross about being in the cat carrier. Her mum nodded. Let's get inside. He can have a quick explore before the removal men turn up. Then we might have to shut him in one of the rooms. He'll need a bit of time to get used to the house before we let him out into the garden, just in case he decides to wander. She pulled the shiny new key out of her pocket and smiled excitedly at Lola as she put it into the door. Lola picked up Alfie's carrier and he butted his nose against the wire door, nudging at her fingers. You can come out in a minute, she promised. You're going to love it here, Alfie. Did you see how big the garden is? It goes all round the house. She turned the cat carrier to let him see, but he only stuck a clawed paw between the wires. He wanted to get out now. It's going to take a lot of clearing, her mum said, looking round at the long grass and overgrown bushes.